And a Saturday morning to you all. Good morning. It is Rosie on the House program broadcasting now at near its 25th anniversary. We are just a couple weeks away from breaking that 25-year broadcast barrier. So we'd like to thank you all for being part of your Saturday mornings, making Rosie on the House a successful broadcast for this amount of time. If you'd like to join the conversation, that's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Open line Saturday. We don't have any specific topic to bring you except what you want to talk about. Next week, we will be talking about home financing. The week after that, we'll be talking about homeowners insurance. Then we go into a series of flooring shows, wood, carpet, and tile. And then after that, I can't remember.
It's the home show.
The home show is after that.
Then the home show.
Then a countertop show. So we've got a good line. But as always, we take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. And today, that's all we're doing is taking calls.
Open line, baby. We've got Stan Zimbrun in here. We've got Julia, my daughter Peanut, taking your call, finding your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is. And of course, Romy and I co-hosting the show as we have for the last 11 years. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. You know, in the way of open lines, why don't we just see how many calls we can knock out all hour, bud? They're obviously anxious to get in. We've got a lot of calls on hold. Let's get to Melody calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Melody. How can we help you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes.
We're having to insulate the house. We bought the house in 2008, and it was one of those lipstick flips.
Yeah.
And come to find out later that summer, my stick and stucco house has, like, no insulation in the walls.
Yeah. Mm.
So what kind of insulation would you all recommend? Would you do a closed cell spray foam or like rock wool or something like that?
When you said there's no insulation, did you have it thermally imaged, or that's just your feeling that there's nothing there?
Oh, we don't need it. I didn't even bother trying to get it thermally imaged because one of the walls got, you know, a hole knocked into the drywall. And, I mean, what little bit of yellow fiberglass is there? I mean, I can literally blow a hole through it with my, you know, nose.
Mm.
It's bad.
Well, let me just take an opportunity and get on a little soapbox here that I was on last hour as well. That a lot of you that have bought the flipped homes are now unfortunately finding out that the lipstick remodel that was done wasn't done with any permits, wasn't done with any licensed contractor, and we're actually dealing with the Registrar of Contractors right now in trying to hold some of the people that did these flips accountable. They weren't licensed contractors. They may have held other professional licenses in the state of Arizona that we might be able to negatively impact their future career in that industry. But the fact of the matter is, you are left holding the bag. And Melody, I'm going to tell you that you ought to get on rosieonthehouse.com. And I'm not so sure you ought not just start with a whole house energy audit from Rias and have them look at the whole house. You could also just as well call our certified insulation specialist, Banker Insulation, and have them come out and take a look at it and give them and let them do an assessment. They'll come out and do that for free. So Banker Insulation to come out and do a free insulation assessment, or Rias to do a whole house energy audit that will cost you $100.
And it's very possible you may end up using them both.
So. Very well could. Very well could.
On the topic of insulation, we are going to stay with Bill, but we're going to drop from Phoenix all the way down to beautiful Green Valley. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
How's Rosie today?
Hey, man, are you listening on KGVY?
Well, I was until they switched you off.
Oh, okay. All right. They went to pregame too, huh?
That's why they're with the music. That's why I hung up, and I thought, well, we're off the air, so I'll try another time. But anyway, Rosie, I get the impression you're from the South a bit.
Yes.
Okay. A bit?
Well, anyway, I don't know exactly where, but that's beside the point. When I lived in Florida, of course, Florida in the South is big on metal roofing now, and it's not as big here as it is there. But even back there, I would put a 2x4 purlins down and use 3/4 inch aluminum faced urethane foam, with leaving an airspace between that and the metal roof. Okay. And I improved my air conditioning and heating by 20-25%. And if it was put on a wall with a metal skin, you'd burn your hand on the metal be able to touch the wall. And I was just wondering what your opinion was of that urethane foam and that kind of construction out here.
Bill, are you talking specifically about a roof application in Florida?
Yes,
did
sir.
You lay this all over a existing three-tab shingle roof?
Not in your lifetime.
Okay, you laid
would
it
I
over
ever,
just...
Would I ever do that?
Okay.
I would skin the shingles off.
Okay, all right.
And put new 30-pound felt down.
Okay.
And then go up from there.
Okay.
That, in my mind, is the proper installation.
Yeah, it is, and it is a good installation. I will tell you, it is probably a more expensive installation than you actually need it to be. What are you building a new home down in Green Valley, or are you retrofitting an existing one?
No, I'm not doing anything like that these days. I was just curious about that. And I hadn't heard you mention anything about that 3/4 inch urethane foam installation down here. But I was curious about what you thought of it, and its insulating factors. In some cases, I know they have plastic vinyl siding. Well, I would think out here that would be too hot for that vinyl siding and probably melt it.
Yeah.
That was what I was thinking, but I wanted to hear you tell me.
Yeah, Bill, you're exactly right about that. I'm not a big fan of the vinyl siding. Some of the insulated vinyl siding in some places of Arizona does okay, but generally speaking, vinyl is just a little bit too thermally unstable in the expansion and contraction. And then I know that all the vinyl siding contractors and manufacturers tell you that they put UV prohibitors in it, and it won't chalk and it won't crack. But then I always ask them, well, then show me an 8-year-old house like that.
Yeah, not many of them.
I haven't seen one of those yet. So maybe what they're putting in the vinyl siding today will last longer than that. But I haven't seen an 8, 9, or 10-year-old house that doesn't show that. And Bill, the other insulation technical system you're talking about with the roofing and stuff, I want you to remember this. And while I've got all of you listening to me with Bill's question for the benefit of all of you. What y'all need to understand is here in the desert, I'm talking to all of you below the Mogollon Rim, your concern isn't so much the heating bill, it's a cooling bill. And what you need to know is that in the middle of the summer, half your electric bill is your air conditioning. Only 10% of that cooling bill has anything to do with the temperature inside your attic. That means 5% of your total electric bill, 5% of your total electric bill in the middle of the summer when it's 113 degrees outside has anything to do with the temperature in your attic. That's why we say simply install R30 or R38 insulation properly installed. Do not put in radiant barrier and do not put in a power ventilation fan. Those are all things that are going to hurt you more than they're going to help you. So, Bill, it was a great question. Welcome for moving here from Florida. You'll like Arizona a whole lot better. I'm originally, to answer your question, from South Louisiana. Go Tigers.
Well, and we're just a couple days away from the first game. Is that next Saturday?
Eat them Gators.
Two Saturdays?
Eat them Gators. Eat them Florida Gators.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've mentioned Asia's question on hold a few times. Let's get to her. What's the sewer odor smell? Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. This is Asia from 30th Street in Camelback calling. We recently, about 2 weeks ago, purchased a house built in 1955. There was a sewer smell there. We checked all the P-traps and all the drains, made sure there was water in there, cleared, snaked all the drains, dislodged any clogs. was still coming from the AC. We made sure all the ducts were clean. We then went through the AC unit itself on the inside of the house. The motor and all the insulation was totally removed and cleaned. The A-coil was cleaned and degreased. the condensation line is tied to the sewer drain, so made sure that P-trap was working. And then, finally, when that didn't work, we completely disconnected it from the sewer line, and now it's just kind of dripping into a pan, but the smell is still just as bad as ever. So that's kind of what we've gone through so far for 2 weeks.
Well, Ava, it sounds like to us like you've crossed off an awful lot of possibilities here.
This could be your fault, Stan.
Well, most things are.
Because is it the house you just finished a problem, like next door to this one?
I think so. I think I might have chased it right into her.
I might have chased it right over to her house. There's nothing worse than that methane odor at your house when you're trying to invite a few friends over for a barbecue or a swimming party.
It's kind of like the pink elephant in the corner of the room. You know, you just cannot avoid, you know, either talking about it or somebody's going to have walk in cross-eyed. Do you have a flat roof or a pitched roof?
It's pitched.
It's a pitched roof? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What we would recommend, a real simple solution, another thing to cross off the list, is to, you know, get some ABS, black ABS pipe, probably 3 or 4 inch diameter, and you can get it at big box stores. You can buy it in 2 foot sections. And check how many plumbing vents you have up on your roof. And get, if you got a half a dozen vents, 3 or 4 vents, get that number of pieces of ABS pipe and just slide them over the existing plumbing vents. And what that's going to do is it's going to disperse the sewer gas at a little bit higher elevation, so possibly it doesn't get drawn back into your AC unit, and it also gets it up away from your roof and gets it into a more positive airflow area.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation.